AI narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Coca-Cola's 128.1 million share week puts the stock back at the top of its yearly range. KO finished at $82.63, only 1.0% below its 52-week high, with participation running 1.6 times above its 13-week average. Research brief. The Coca-Cola company regained momentum in the latest completed week, rising 4.1% on 128.1 million shares and closing at 95.6% of its 52-week range. The weekly trend backdrop remains active after a 29-week streak, but the setup is not without friction. The stock trades 9.2% above its trend line and 28.7% above ShareMaestro fair value, while the expectancy read is still undecided. Key points. 1. KO rose 4.1% for the week, extending 4-week and 12-week gains to 5.3% and 8.4%, respectively. 2. Volume reached 128.1 million shares, equal to 1.6x both the 13-week and 52-week averages. 3. The stock closed at $82.63, 1.0% below its $83.49 52-week high, and 9.2% above the weekly trend line at $75.68. 4. Trend signal remains active, with positive activity pressure and relative strength, although there is no fresh buy signal. 5. Consumer defensive breadth is mixed, but the non-alcoholic beverage industry shows stronger internal support, with 68.8% trend breadth and 62.5% positive market dynamics breadth. Volume confirms the rebound, but the stock is no longer cheap versus its own model. Coca-Cola's latest week was defined by participation. The stock gained 4.1% to close at $82.63, with volume of 128.1 million shares, well above the 13-week average of 78.3 million and the 52-week average of 80.1 million. That gives the move better confirmation than a low-volume drift, particularly after the prior week's 3.3% pullback on 101.5 million shares. The price position is strong but stretched. KO sits at 95.6% of its 52-week range, only 1.0% below the $83.49 high, while trading 9.2% above the weekly trend line at $75.68. The fair value gap is wider at 28.7%, with ShareMaestro fair value at $64.23, signaling premium demand, but also raising the bar for further upside evidence. Trend signal remains intact as pressure and relative strength improve. The weekly trend backdrop is active, with KO in a 29-week active streak and trend breadth of 71.2% across the past year. Market dynamics have turned constructive, with activity pressure at 0.74, while relative leadership is positive at 5.91. The signal mix therefore supports the continuation profile, even though activity pressure is not showing a fresh buy state. Momentum is broad across timeframes. KO is up 5.3% over 4 weeks, 8.4% over 12 weeks, 19.9% over 26 weeks, and 20.8% over 52 weeks. The latest ShareMaestro composite score of 77 reflects that strength, but the undecided expectancy reading of 52.61% keeps the setup from becoming one-sided. Beverage group support is better than the wider defensive sector. The sector backdrop is only moderately supportive. U.S. consumer defensive stocks averaged a 3.1% weekly gain and 3.3% over 4 weeks. But breadth is uneven. 47.0% have active trend signals, 52.0% show positive market dynamics, and only 36.0% carry positive relative strength. KO ranked 44th of 100 in the sector for the week, leaving it above the middle of the pack, but not a clear sector outlier. The industry read is cleaner. Within U.S. beverages non-alcoholic, KO ranked 6th of 16 for the week and 5th over 4 weeks, beating the industry's 1.0% weekly average and its negative 1.6% 4-week average. The 12-week comparison is more mixed, as KO's 8.4% gain trails the industry average of 11.2%, and stronger peers such as Monster Beverage and Keurig Dr. Pepper. What to watch next? The immediate test is whether KO can challenge the $83.49 high without losing volume confirmation. A follow-through week, with participation above roughly 1.5 times the 13-week average, would keep attention on demand quality, while a fade in activity pressure near the high would suggest exhaustion rather than accumulation. Risk is concentrated in positioning rather than volatility. Recent weekly volatility is 2.3%, close to the 52-week base of 2.1%, and the up-down split remains favorable at 29 positive weeks versus 23 negative weeks. Still, two recent reversal markers, the 28.7% fair value premium and the close proximity to the high, make the trend line at $75.68 the key regime level if the stock starts to retrace. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.